Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foot. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavares for the out. Mozzilli moves to third. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball towards center field. Martin fields the ball and throws to second. Tyson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tyson. Mozzilli tags and scores. Washington tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu takes first base on ball four. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dejesu. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Dejesu steals second. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dejesu moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Biedner reaches second base with a double. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Biedner scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elliott Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Tyson reaches second base with a double. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp bunts towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to third. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-0 in the game. Swan strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-0 in the game. Lamp strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randle moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maddox strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Flynn hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Craig Swan. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesus Figueroa pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Glenn fields it and throws to first for the out. Figueroa moves to second. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote is walked intentionally. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa now playing left field. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli bunts in front of the plate. Foot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Foot and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavares is called out on strikes. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozzilli scores. Washington moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Youngblood moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Bill Caudill now pitching. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill has Youngblood trapped. There's the throw to Randall and over to Foote, who tags Youngblood for the out. Stearns moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maddox is walked intentionally. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Caudill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesu is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. De Jesu hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-4 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Figueroa. Tavares reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vale pinch hits for Jesu Figueroa. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale now playing left field. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Bill Caudill. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.